Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This episode of Steel Wars is available in full video at youtube.com/Steel Wars. The link is in this episode's show description notes. Just look down there on your app, click it, and treat your eyes. Hey guys, and welcome to the Steel Wars Hyper Chat. I am Steel Saunders, and I do love Star Wars, and we are trying a new little format that I really want to get going daily during weekdays, where we'll just cover a quick bit of Star Wars news each day, take some calls, have some chat, and stay up to date. And as it's Star Wars non-celebration, I thought, let's start it now. Let's go. And I also think that sometimes you just have to do it and it will mess up and then you learn. That's right. When people go to start podcasting, I always say just start and the first 10 will suck and then you'll work it out. But waiting till you're ready, you'll never do it. So with that in mind, be prepared for things to go wrong. As I introduce my guest for the day from Kessel Run Transmissions, it's Corey Van Dyke. How you doing,
buddy? What's up, buddy? I'm glad to be here yet again talking some Star Wars. I'm here to do Lucasfilm's work. So that's right. You got Lucasfilm right here, technically. So ask away.
Do you know Star Wars insider Noah Outlaw?
I do know him.
Okay. Hey, let's get straight down to business. If you're in the chat, we will hit up some questions and possibly open up the Zoom to take a live video call or an audio call.
I might even have something to drop here exclusive for you.
Whoa.
A true celebration exclusive.
Wow. I'm into it. Hey, I know you're a big collector.
Yeah.
Do you want to see some? I got sent some previews of upcoming Hasbro Black Series figures.
Have you now?
Yeah.
All right. Let's see.
It's pretty exciting. Here's this is a Luke Skywalker.
What's wrong with the face? Oh my God, that's horrendous.
All right,
here's quality at its finest.
And if you want to see the scale, there's Yoda next to him.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Here's Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Oh, what happened to his arms?
They're actually bootlegs from Hong Kong.
Yeah, I had a feeling those weren't official Hasbro releases. But you never know, honestly, these days.
Now, this is my favorite one. It's Chewbacca, right?
Something like that. It's got a Groot body.
Yes, you nailed it!
That's amazing.
And I'll show you one more, right?
All right.
This guy.
Oh.
He looks like he's been following Ray Park on Instagram.
Oh my God. Wow. See, I think that's the funnest thing about Star Wars collecting is finding those bootlegs. It genuinely is.
I went to Hong Kong. Did you meet Raymond at Celebration?
No, I don't think so.
So he's from Hong Kong. Best dude. And he took me around to all the markets and stuff.
Yeah.
And oh my God, if you want bootleg Supreme Louis Vuitton, this is the place for you. But he took me to, and like, I was just joyous. Like, yeah. But it took me a while to explain to him, like, oh, no. Like, we went to the Hot Toys, like the bunker thing, the secret lair, whatever, which is just amazing. But I'm like, now let's try to find the worst things. Like the worst bootlegs. And he was like, let's go. And
yes, that's awesome. That's what you got to do, dude. There's I think I've shown you these before, but there's a line of Phantom Menace 3¾ figures.
And there's a dude called Ian or something.
Yeah, they have like Watto is just what, and then Qui-Gon is like a Flygon. It's my favorite line of bootlegs that you just can't find anywhere.
But doesn't someone have a name like Dennis or something?
Dennis, Darth Maul's Dennis.
Well, he was a menace. He was the Phantom Menace. I've worked it out. Did you know that?
I did figure that, yeah.
Oh, damn it.
Dennis the Menace.
I've seen that for years and I'd never clicked.
Never made the connection. Damn, I thought that was a common knowledge, I see.
Hey, so I was watching Phantom Menace last night.
Yeah.
Is Padme Amidala?
Is Padme Amidala? That's her last name?
I'm joking. It's about things I didn't get in Star Wars.
I see.
They're the same character.
Oh, okay. I see. That joke went right over.
Okay, now we're even. Now we're even.
Now we're even. Now we are.
Shout out to everyone in the stream as well. People are saying nice things that I'm streaming again. And this is the thing, Corey. I've been hitting you up for info on how to do this. The best thing was, I'm a huge fan of and you and Noah at Kessel Run Transmissions, and I
likewise.
I'm just stoked for what you're doing, and I'm like, these guys are killing it. I'm hitting them up for info.
You are.
You go, talk to Noah. He really knows it. And then Noah sort of sent me some link. I didn't get a chance to check it out. But then I saw you guys were doing some live test.
Yeah.
And so I started watching it. And I was just like, what am I doing asking these two for advice?
No, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. Noah was asking me how I do this, that, and the other. I'm like, dude, I don't know.
Oh my God.
The video I sent you today on how to work Zoom is exactly what I watched to figure out how to work Zoom. And since then, that's all I've done. So.
That dude killed it.
He did.
His YouTube is good. So if anyone wants that, I will be happy to forward Corey's text. But Alex from Star Wars Explained helped out. Max Palace gave me some good tips. And Brian Cameron hit us up with some info. So
very great people.
Thanks, everyone. I do love, and you know, we're all missing each other this week, but I do love that I can... We all can just sort of, we've got something and tweet it out and ta-da.
Yeah, that seems to be what's going on this week, is everyone's kind of collectively depressed together. So,
yeah, we all deal with things different ways, but
yeah,
this just for your own mental health, everyone, you don't have to tweet out what you would have been doing
right
in the alternate timeline every hour.
That's why I haven't tweeted out anything. I'm like, it is what it is. But, you know, I mean, Lucasfilm kind of did a little something special today. They put out 3 Star Wars game trailers. That was nice. It feels a little bit celebration-y when you get 3 trailers in one day. Not the one we're looking for, but.
Well, do you know what this is? This is the Shadows of the Empire of celebrations. You're going to have all these product announcements, there's exclusives.
Right.
But there's no there's no convention.
Yeah, it's like tomorrow they're going to do all the merchandise reveals. And
that's fun.
Well, you know what's jarring is seeing the t-shirts for Celebration being sold tomorrow. Like, let me tell you something, Steele. I'm not going to buy a t-shirt that has the Celebration 2020 logo on it.
I've got this up. Where have we... there is some good stuff on this. I'm glad you brought it up. I'm going to try this screen sharing. I'm very nervous about this, Corey.
Got it.
Are you seeing it?
Yeah.
Ah, oh, brilliant. How do I make it the right screen shape? But
zoom out.
I feel like I'm doing well now. So this is on StarWars.com, you guys. And I have to, I'll just go down to this thing. This this Tauntaun teddy bear deal. Do you have this on your screen? Am I doing this correctly?
Yes, yep.
All right.
Oh, that's Luke Skywalker. Oh.
Dude, this is the definition of a good use of the license. Right. Look at this teddy bear. Oh, my stars. I can't move my screen. Oh, here we go. Look at him.
Oh my God. I didn't even realize that Luke was in his belly.
Like that, like that would have been a must buy. I normally buy one like exclusive. I collect very little Star Wars things anymore. I've got a big collection, but I sort of room and budget and stuff. I try to just keep it to things that are really gonna, as they say, spark joy.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
are you gonna get it? I mean, you can still get it online.
No.
It's gonna have to be like an in-event thing.
Well, I didn't go to the convention.
Right, yeah.
I'm not getting stuff for conventions that I'm going to. And I do have, these are all my like exclusives that I've got. I'll just take it off the screen share for a sec. Stop the screen share. Stop it. These are my exclusives for I got a set of them, three of those.
That's very important.
And I've got one other thing that this is my big collectible for the year. It's the Hollywood Reporter coronavirus Death Star cover, and that's dated March 26th.
Look at that. So that's your celebration exclusive magazine cover.
It's cynical bration.
That should be the Star Wars Insider cover for the next issue.
Me and Hall 20 things you didn't know about the coronavirus Death Star. Sorry. So me and Hawes were looking at this yesterday. I'll go back to this screen. And so they've got all these exclusives. Some of them are, you know, like the tin and that stuff's really cool. The Minox suction cup plush is like that's decent. Avocado BB-8, zero buys.
Why do they like it's? Remember when we were doing our Comic-Con episode last year, and it was like so much stuff like this, and it's just, do people buy this?
I don't know, but it's like it's avocados because it's down in Anaheim, yeah.
Oh, I guess.
But shouldn't it be oranges?
Yeah, wouldn't it be? They did that too much with Orlando. Like we can't do it for Anaheim.
It's not avocado county.
That's not appealing. That's a very ugly shirt.
And this, it's sort of like whatevs. But these ones, I find, like the pins are super cool. I want to know.
Yeah.
Who's getting this giant printed t-shirt? Like, and where, like, are you just wearing it to troll people? Like, it just seems like such a, like the toys and stuff, I could easily see me getting that Tauntaun if I was just like gagging for it. But getting the t-shirts.
Yeah, that's.
Like if you went to the convention, sick, good tees. But if you're not, and I'm not here, like I was talking, Hawes is just like in love with this one. The Anaheim, the Mando one. But he's like, buddy, I'm not getting a t-shirt to a convention I didn't go to.
I'd get it if they had a big like cross over the celebration logo.
Well, that's what I was thinking. You could Banksy it up and do a stencil over it or something and make your own custom deal. But we've got a chat. We can ask people. Would anyone consider getting the t-shirt?
But imagine this, Steele. Imagine if Lucasfilm had done like a digital event and they sold shirts from the digital event. That would be an interesting buy, right? You get a shirt for the digital event because it's kind of like an event thing. So it would make sense.
This is just morbid. I'm not going to say anything else except I've been told it's too hard. So there you go. So that is very interesting. I sort of think that they must have just had to get them printed in like China or whatever.
Yeah.
So long ago.
They're all in a warehouse right now for sure.
So if you do like these t-shirts, you guys, like the pins, they'll go in seconds or whatever.
Yeah.
They'll go there quick. If you want the t-shirts and you like a bargain and you can be patient, I dare say the Celebration store is going to have a ripping Black Friday sale and there will be mountains of these t-shirts ready to go. This will, these are shelf warmers. These are warehouse warmers.
I forget what game it was. Was it ET? It was some NES game. Remember that they went to the desert and just buried a bunch of old NES games because they couldn't sell.
Ah, ET.
Yeah, ET. That will be Celebration. They will take all these shirts and in 30 years from now, someone's going to unbury all these canceled Celebration t-shirts and tauntauns. Oh my God. I mean, that's, you know, it's definitely an interesting marketing move to release those. I guess you kind of have to when you have a warehouse full of them.
Trey in the chat is saying he could imagine wearing it ironically, which that would be for me, but you gotta, I don't know. Yeah. You gotta get the stencil going. If you get some customization going, I'm all about it.
It's just weird to see all of that. Like, it's something that's not happening. If I'm going to wear it, it's just going to be weird. So, you went to that convention? No, it was actually canceled because of the coronavirus. So, unfortunately, no one could go. But
they need one where, like, I didn't go to Star Wars Celebration and all I got was this lousy t-shirt. That'd be...
I would just get one if canceled was written over it. Like, because then, you know, it would be definitive. It's the real canceled
version. It has been a huge year for canceling across the board. So, Corey. Let's talk Space Turkey, right?
Okay.
Kessel Run Transmissions, right?
Right.
This is the action where you and Noah are doing your streams regularly. You broke a couple of massive stories. You had the Bad Batch one, which was pretty phenomenal. What was the other one?
Well, the other one was we had reported back in January that Clone Wars is going to get a big merchandise push. And so that was kind of revealed a couple weeks ago. And keeps on trickling out. We revealed some Black Series figures like Cad Bane that was revealed the other day, a long time ago. So yeah, those are paying off. The other one we dropped was the Rebel sequel series, which is not.
True. Yet. Yeah. Yesterday it was this one.
Yes.
Commander Cody is going to be in Kenobi. Commander Cody will be in Kenobi. Give us a rundown. This is pretty huge.
Okay, yeah. So we've been talking to various sources over the last couple of weeks, and me and Noah don't run anything unless we're 100% on it and on the production side of things. So we had heard that Commander Cody was going to appear in Kenobi about a month ago, and we finally got it 100% confirmed this week. And what's exciting about that is, let's start up the actual plot of Kenobi. We learned is the hunt for Obi-Wan. So Vader is hunting Obi-Wan, and he dispatches characters we can't reveal just yet to find Obi-Wan, and that's going to be really exciting. Also, one of the biggest things about this Kenobi series is they're doing massive flashbacks of the Clone Wars days. And this is something that a lot of people have reported on before, like LRM Online reported that Hayden Christensen was coming back. We can confirm that is the case.
You were going to say Hayden Christensen reported. Sorry.
Right, he did. Hayden Christensen reported on his fake Twitter account. So Hayden is coming back for the role. They've got the Anakin armor ready to go. He's going to be in the Clone Wars armor that we see in the first couple seasons of the show. Obi-Wan's going to be featured in the same armor, and Commander Cody and the 212th will also be present. So there's a big emphasis on Clone Wars flashbacks for the series. And I think what that's going to do, if I were to guess, is that's just going to be, you know, the nightmare fuel for Obi-Wan and the flashbacks and the PTSD. But more than that, I think it's also going to be Vader flashbacking to those days too. Probably not just Obi-Wan. So,
I'm a bit over Vader feeling sad. Like in the comics and that, it's sort of like there's so much about him just like brooding. And whereas like in my head canon, it was always like, he was just a dick constantly.
Yeah.
And then he found out he had a son and then that began to change things for him or whatever. But the comics sort of, he's just looking at Padme's like Facebook all the time and like going through old photos, going to her house.
Yeah. There's definitely a push for Sad Vader right now. I don't know if you saw the cover for...
Oh, wait, where is he? Here he is.
Oh, my God. Wow, they even managed to butcher Vader. Actually, that doesn't look too bad.
That's not bad.
That could be a Hasbro figure. I mean, I feel like the quality could definitely represent what they do.
The color of his head is so sickly gray.
It's way too pale. So I could see them giving Vader a scene like that because we haven't seen it on screen before. But I don't think it's going to be to that degree of like, I think Vader's out to kill. And that's why he wants, obviously, Obi-Wan. I mean, he does not, like, there is no remorse for Obi-Wan. He wants Obi-Wan dead. So,
Corey.
Yeah.
Buddy. You had your little Clone Wars saved. Right?
Yeah.
Then you got your Bad Batch cartoon.
Yeah.
And now, essentially, you are getting a live-action depiction of your favorite thing in Star Wars, the Clone Wars cartoon. Now, I just want to put it out there. Just want to, you know, how vetted is this? Because, like, do you know what I mean? You hear someone says, hey, Luke Skywalker, like animated cartoon coming out. It's going to fill in all the gaps between Return of the Jedi and The Force Awakens. I'm pretty excited. How sure are you that you're not going to disappoint yourself at the end of the day and this doesn't happen?
I don't say it. Like, the only time I've ever used the word 100% was for when we dropped the Bad Batch. When we said we're 100% on that, we
were and like, when you got a new iPhone.
Correct. That's what a joke. yeah. So, I haven't used the word 100% since the Bad Batch. And, I am using that again for this. So, and that's something that I said on the stream last night is because, you know, the big Clone Wars fan that I am, I only put it out there because I'm as excited as everyone else is for it. So I wouldn't want to get myself hyped up knowing that it's not something that's happening, but the sources that told us, like, it's happening for sure. And I think that was probably going to be a celebration announcement. I would assume they would have brought Hayden on stage for a Kenobi panel. There's no way they wouldn't have done that. I mean, he signed with them like a month and a half ago, so he's already contracted for it. Why they haven't announced anything yet? Well, that's Lucasfilm. So, you know, and that's kind of the sad thing about this is once an actor signs something, that's when things start really leaking out because now all of a sudden a bunch of people know about it. Production ramps up for these shows. And without an official cast announcement coming out for any of these shows, stuff like this happens. And that's kind of the reality of the poor marketing.
They just seem so... just not getting their head around how the internet works.
It's weird, yeah.
Because you sort of just have to go on the thing of most anything, especially stuff like this. Like, it's going to leak, so let's find the earliest time that we can announce it well. Yeah. Now, you had a bit of a misfire with the, you know, the Mando trailer, and that's just like whatevers.
Yeah.
But, have you heard anything... any buzz for that this weekend? I would be
yeah
like I'm already calming myself Like, I'm like, all right, if they don't show this thing that they're going to show, just go play with your son for a bit.
Right.
Harry's going to wonder why he's getting all this attention. Right. I'm just using him as a stress ball.
Right. Yeah. So we heard from our source that something is happening this week, but they're not sure what it is. So it's Thursday. So we have one more day. If the Mandalorian trailer does not drop tomorrow, I would not expect it till September. So I don't know what's going on. What I can say is there was something, I don't know if you want me to bring this up, so I won't say any characters, but there was something shot for the trailer 2 weeks ago to put in this trailer, or to put in marketing, which we're assuming would be the trailer. So it sounds like the cause of the delay is I've heard a bunch of different like conflicting things. I don't know what's what, to be honest with you, at the end of the day, why it's been delayed, why it didn't happen last week, why it hasn't happened yet this week. I feel like today would have been the ideal day to do it. But then again, all these, like the Lego Skywalker Saga thing came out and the Squadron. So tomorrow's ideal. Tomorrow's an ideal day to do it. If they don't do it tomorrow, dude, I don't think it's going to happen.
Well, strategically,
yeah,
it would be best to do all the video game stuff today.
Yes.
And then the Mando stuff. Because if you do Mando today, video game tomorrow,
it'll overshadow all of that.
Yeah. So there is hope.
Yeah.
They also like to just do stuff like with such little like pomp and so. And normally I can sort of go, oh, yeah, whatever, you know, you're doing your thing. But I do think if they are going to do something, like, I don't know, just put people's, like, this weekend is like such a like bummer of a weekend in some ways for Star Wars fans. So just like put everyone, like when I think about that, the Mandalorian, the series is coming out this year, it cheers me up. Like we need things to look forward to.
100%. I mean, I think that's the misfire of this weekend is, you know, even if they didn't do a full-on DC fandom or whatever type of event, at the very least, drop that Mando trailer. I mean, that's the perfect thing to get people hyped up over the weekend. Or even if it were me, the way I would have done it is I would have announced, you know, more cast members for Kenobi that have signed on recently. I would have talked about where they're at in production with everything, and I would have dropped the Mando trailer, because it's not like they're doing all these panels and all these reveals. It's something, you know, a press release and a trailer. That's it. That's all you have to do.
But even like it's the 40th anniversary of Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like just do a Zoom.
Right.
Like, stream a Zoom or like either, you know, probably the easiest thing is to pre-record it and then edit in some images like to go on. But it's like, who doesn't want to hear like Billy D. Williams and, you know, Mark Hamill? Yeah, he seems to sort of be a bit distanced from that stuff these days, but yeah, there's plenty of people that can like talk about the Empire Strikes Back.
Well, and clearly at Celebration they would have had a panel for that, so
yeah,
with all the merchandise, I have no doubt that they, you know, could have convinced Mark and Harrison to do another panel. I think that's always on the table if you give them the right amount.
Yeah, well, especially when you're like given the circumstances of the planet, like, do you know what I mean? Yeah, like,
there's some hope. I mean, that's the whole thing with Star Wars, right? Is hope. So it's very infuriating because, you know, like we've talked about before, after seeing the DC fandom success last week, the whole time I was watching it, I'm like, why weren't we preparing? Why they had 3-4 months? Why wasn't this a thing? Like, but I do think eventually, probably later this year, early next year, we're going to see something like that. But yeah, I don't know. I can drop something here right now though, just to give some.
All right. Well, we'll have that cliffhanger because I just want to give a shout out. Stephen Folden just chucked in $5 for the super chat, which I don't think I've ever been super chatted before. So, Stephen.
All right.
All right.
First time.
It's Papa's Papa's going to get himself some more hand sanitizer with that.
That's your celebration exclusive for this weekend. Oh my God. Okay.
All right. So let's call this the Stephen Folden News Sizzle. So this has been brought to you by viewer Stephen Folden. It is Corey's Sweet Sizzle.
Perfect. Perfect. So a lot of people have been asking us a lot when the release date for the Bad Batch is going to be. And no one, you know, a lot of people are saying fall, a lot of people are saying winter of next year. But our buddy Jordan Mason and I were just talking, and I just thought I put this out on Twitter so we can say it now, is so that comes out in April of next year, April, May time. So it's going to be a spring series. It's kind of almost the same timing the Clone Wars was. So we don't have that much, you know, long to wait after Mando finishes to see another Star Wars project. Ooh. It's about the same gap as Clone Wars and Mando. Oh no, not at all. My bad. It's about the same.
No, gap. Bad Batch. My Bad Batch.
Yes, as like when Clone Wars ended to Mando now, if you shave off 2 months, is the same amount of time to wait for new content. So we won't have to wait too long after that. And then Lego Skywalker Saga comes out in the spring too. So there's going to be a lot of content that comes out in the springtime. So, you know, I mean, that's exciting. I wish Lucasfilm would have announced that, but, you know, they haven't. So spring 2021 is when you can expect the Bad Batch to hit Disney Plus.
How good would it be is if they only did one virtual panel over the weekend and it was just an update to what's going on at Disney's Galaxy's Edge? Just after that, how happy everyone was after the Celebration Chicago. You can't even get a t-shirt.
There is a Galaxy's Edge event happening tomorrow. Funny that you should mention that.
Wow, that's and doubly ironic given that it's
close.
Actually, it is actually open at the moment in Florida. World, yeah.
You want to hear something weird? They're doing a massive Galaxy's Edge push tomorrow night. Get this, get the time. 2 a.m. At 2 a.m., they're doing a massive Target drop on their site, just dropping tons of Galaxy's Edge merchandise that you can buy. It's really weird. But at 2 a.m., I think, wait, what's today's date?
28th. Okay.
My bad. I meant August 30th. So we got a couple days. But it's going to be at 2 a.m. Target's website, and you can buy and as many Galaxy's Edge items as you want.
At 2 a.m. 2 a.m. what time? Like
Central. 2 a.m. Central. So 3 a.m. Eastern.
Okay, so it's midnight Pacific.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's midnight Pacific. It's fine. I only think about me for things I'm not even gonna buy.
Well, if you want a $400 Millennium Falcon, that's where you get it.
Do you think someone's feeding that Loth cat at Galaxy's Edge each day?
Oh, it's dead, dude. Like the one at Disneyland's gone. But the one at Disney World, I'm sure, was starved for quite a bit, but is back. You know, it's weird to think about what Galaxy's Edge must look like in California right now. Like, is it getting rusty? Is there dust? Is there cobwebs?
Is it getting rusty?
I don't know what that was. The Falcon's all rusty now. That's the state of Galaxy's Edge. Yeah. So what are your predictions for the weekend, man? I mean, what do you think is going to happen realistically?
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Nothing. I can't comprehend them not showing the trailer. I just think it's too cruel.
Yep.
So
I just took check Twitter right now just to see if anything dropped as we were talking, but nope, we're still, that's not happening.
All right, we've got a question here from Captain Rex Ryan. How many episodes would you guess Bad Batch to be?
I would say probably 15 or 16.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a higher count than Clone Wars. Yeah.
Hey, Corey, before we, it seems to have gone moderately successful. If people know about this stuff and have like crazy skills and I can add all the things around that look sweet, get at me. But let's do just a couple other things that are happening around before we go.
Got this
bad boy on Yak Face.
Right.
The Yacht one, Cad Bane, and this box is like a European exclusive. Is that right?
Yeah, this was actually going to be the Celebration exclusive for this year.
Okay. Why do I always read European exclusive about it then?
It's kind of the subtle way to say, this is actually Europe, but it's really like these are in the US right now. They're just in warehouses. So this was Celebration. I don't know why they didn't say that officially. But yeah, Cad Bane and Toto 360. This is another dream set, man. This week has been the week for dream Clone Wars sets. This is cool. Realistic style Cad Bane. And this is also going to be available in the main line without Toto. So the exclusiveness of this is Toto. You won't see him in the packaging with Cad Bane later on this year.
We've got a question here from Fair Farron 23. Almost time for dinner here. Where are you, Fair Farron? I feel like he's living in Del Boca Vista or something to be eating that early. I don't know where you live or how you live.
Was that the question?
No.
Oh, okay.
That's just classic me drifting off. But if I could ask a question before I go, if you could pitch the next animated Star Wars series, what would it be?
I think it's kind of what we talked about a couple weeks ago on your show, is the Luke Skywalker animated series set between Return of the Jedi and Force Awakens. I think that would be ideal. I'm genuinely shocked that that hasn't happened yet, or that there's no development for that yet.
My dream scenario in that is they're like, we've signed this on for 5 seasons, one season a year, how many episodes? I don't mind, quality over quantity. And we're gonna work out this arc, and it's gonna like not just cover, it's gonna cover like 2 decades of Star Wars.
Yeah.
And they'll be able to like sow in things, you know, like the Mandalorian did. Do you know what I mean? They sowed a lot of seeds for the second season. That would be the best, because we Star Wars fans demand a complicated tapestry of events, and we want them to all work out. So,
I mean, yeah, I think it would be cool to have multiple, if not more than multiple shows a year, ideally for the times where there's nothing going on. So, you know, the model this year is pretty good, where we have Clone Wars in the beginning and Mando at the end, but it'd be nice to have a middle ground too, where there's yes,
the question everyone's asking, Corey, do you have any insider word on Disney Gallery The Mandalorian season 2? Is it going to be all Skype calls?
That's a good question, actually. I mean, regardless, well, can you imagine if it's one thing for Jon Favreau to talk over everyone in person, but on Skype, that would just be, he'll be screen sharing the Jungle Book as they're talking. Oh, that's funny.
All right, let's go to a couple other I just have to do this one because I know that the joy it brings to you, Corey.
Yeah. Oh man, it's still surreal that they're doing this. Wow. Yeah, this is the Hot Toys Ahsoka Tano. I mean, still, this is like, I sort of gave up on the idea that Sideshow or Hot Toys was ever going to do Ahsoka because, I mean, they had so many different opportunities to do it and they just never did it. And not only that, but Hot Toys is not known for going into animated shows and make, it's only just the films or like live action shows. But recently they started delving into animation with the Into the Spider-Verse film. So I started wondering, will Clone Wars be next? And then they announced the Captain Rex. But I always was like, all right, well, Rex, you could technically almost say is movie-like, right? Because it's a clone and clones were in the films. But then when they announced Anakin and Obi-Wan, I'm like, okay. But I didn't think. I mean, I speculated and hoped that after the Anakin, the Hot Toys Anakin came with an Ahsoka hologram, they would do it. And here we are. Yeah, this is phenomenal. I just love the face they gave for her. Like, I don't know how they crafted that, but she looks phenomenal. I pre-ordered two.
Do you think she looks like Rosario Dawson?
So that's, people have been asking me that. And I looked at older photos of Rosario when she was a kid. And like, I can see some resemblance, but not a lot. What do you think? I can see some.
I just don't know if I'm true. Like, it just looks so much like the Photoshops that people make.
Yeah. Yeah. The good Photoshops.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
So it is very, the face is very impressive. The whole.
Yeah.
So 250. And then the other one that you were sizzling on Twitter was the,
yeah, the 501st.
What's this dude's caper? All these clones just blend into.
Yeah. Know. Yeah. This is, the ones with the Ahsoka trooper helmets on are called the 332nd for reasons they've never explained. So this is just a generic clone. And you can obviously army build this one. And I think that's what these are meant for. Yeah, their Clone Wars line is pretty huge. I mean, they've got five figures already in the works. That's a lot more than I thought they would be doing. So it's clear. And honestly, dude, like that's where the money is at. Ahsoka items sell out so often. Mm. Same thing with like Clone Wars items are constantly in demand. I'm glad that some of these bigger companies are realizing that. I mean, when Hasbro announced their Black Series Clone Wars figures, those sold out within like 10 minutes. So it's, I think Mandalorian and Clone Wars is what Hot Toys should be focusing on right now, for sure. And then whatever else comes next year.
They all should be. It's what's current.
Yeah. Can you imagine that? Imagine that concept. I could not imagine a year ago that I'd be told, yeah, that Hot Toys Ahsoka, it'll come out 2 years after the show ends.
Well, I'll just find this before we go.
Did you buy the Wicket?
Hot Toys?
Yeah.
No.
Steel, that's the one you got to get, though. That's the one. That's like made for you.
I've seen photos of it.
Yeah. Oh, not impressed?
Oh, no. It's insane.
Oh, okay.
It's so good. I'm trying to look at this gentle giant, but I can't see it. They have actually got coming a Emperor Palpatine from Tross.
Oh yes,
and
yes.
A Dark Rey, which I'm always just so perplexed how that merchandise just went like.
It's bad. It's really bad. I mean, the fact that there's no... Dude, they don't have a Black Series figure of 90% of the Rise of Skywalker cast. There's no Poe. There's no Finn. There's no Rose. There's no Palpatine, you know, the villain that just came back. None of these companies are tackling the final Skywalker saga film merchandise. Nothing. This is the first time.
I just don't get, like, toys are hard.
Yeah.
But you can just print Ben Solo on a t-shirt and bang. And it just doesn't seem like,
it's strange.
It's like everyone's doing the Fry money holdout gif, and they're just not taking it. Which it's, and it's a common theme is like all these fans that make stuff, they're like satisfying the demand.
I mean, dude, honestly, I have so many different commissions going on right now for products that Hasbro just isn't making or any other company. It's like, I would genuinely rather at this point talk to my friends who are talented in making things and just pay them to make something than wait 7 years for any of these companies to do something. And that's kind of the sad thing is a lot of these companies used to be the ones you could rely on for products. And now it's just, there's, you know, these Hot Toys Clone Wars figures are, you know, or you could get, my God, he looks high as hell. What a figure. You got to do a review on those. I want to see a review, a full review on that whole set.
What's the review? They're the best things ever.
I almost want to just like do a video series where I just buy a bunch of like bootleg figures and show them off.
I'll get you Anakin.
Oh, there's an Anakin.
I don't like sand much.
Where? Oh my God.
But I like you.
His eyes. That's the true Sith Anakin. Wow. What a figure.
So good.
Oh man. I wonder if any, I gotta look this up. I wonder if there's any Clone Wars bootlegs. Because I'd be all over that. I'd buy them in a heartbeat. Well, Steele, nothing new has dropped in the time that we have talked. Nothing at all. It's weird that there's like not even a post from StarWars.com today about Celebration or anything.
Yeah, like just a video or something going. Like I didn't watch the Star Wars show. Did anyone watch in the chat? Watch that Star Wars show? I haven't had a chance to yet. Oh, yeah. How was it?
It was just like different clips from different celebrations, which was nice. But I mean, I'm like some of those, I'm like, can I just see the full panels like that we've never seen before? Like they had the, a lot of the George Lucas, conversations from 2005.
See, that would be cool.
Yes. Drop the full panel, but it's only clips.
But like over the weekend, it's just like,
yeah,
like here's one from Celebration 2. Like who doesn't want to see some old footage of Ricky McCollum getting up there,
yeah,
getting pumped.
Yeah, I would be so all over that, dude. And yeah, it's just like highlights would be nice, something, but it's just, it's like, it's non-existent. But they can sell merch. They can make you buy their stuff. But can't hype the fans up.
I'd love to see photos of how many of these t-shirts there are.
And you know they make a ton of them for Celebration. I mean, they're considering 150,000 people, which means they got to make, I don't know what, like probably figuring it like 20 each person is probably what the thinking is because of bringing in families. And so there's probably millions of these Celebration t-shirts in one warehouse right now.
Shout out to the Dark Jedi who just threw in $5 as well. So, that's very kind. It's, thanks.
Fantastic.
What are you getting up to? You got any streaming happening over the weekend? Sizzle. Yeah,
we're probably gonna do something on Sunday night, just recapping the non-existent Celebration, and then that's probably about it. If there's nothing, I mean, if there's like a Mandalorian, if there's big news, we'll definitely be doing streams for it. But if not, I'm just gonna call you and we're gonna be sad together. I mean, nothing so far, but hopefully,
okay. Something. Well, I'm going to be trying to do these at midday Pacific.
Perfect.
So I'll do them all through the weekend and I'm going to do it on weekdays now going forward. And I've got ideas to fill in for these days when there's nothing to talk about. But I would be doing that all through the weekend. And we're also putting up a premiere of one of the Star Wars Year by podcasts that we recorded this week. It's where me and Hawes go through Star Wars history. So once I finish editing it, I can know what day it's going to go up. And so people can chat along with that. And we'll be doing a few live things as well. I'm going to try... do a few virtual get-togethers of people that I would normally bump into at Celebration. Incredible.
That is definitely more Lucasfilm is offering. So I'm excited, man. That it's always a blast when we've covered Comic-Con and Celebration together. So,
Man, you're gonna make me go to 7-Eleven and get one of those hamburgers now, aren't you?
Oh my God, we should do that. We should do that. Yeah.
I just think like living a normal lifestyle at home, if I would really taste like what the cardboard was that like in the heat of San Diego Comic-Con.
Right, we're starving the whole day.
Oh my God. And for some reason, San Diego, that area just doesn't have
anything.
Like it's all restaurants.
It's all like really, really fancy restaurants that you have to pay a buttload of money for.
Me and Corey survived Comic-Con off like $1.25 7-Eleven cheeseburgers.
It's every day.
Oh, you're killing me. Like I can sort of do with all, like I sort of at peace with missing all like that, but just stuff like just dumb stuff, like sitting on the curb out the front of 7-Eleven, oh, it's really good. Like
those are the greatest parts. I hope next year everything clears up and we can do Comic-Con and D23 and all that fun stuff and then Celebration. It's weird to think that Celebration is until 2 years from now. Like it's just such a weird feeling that we were like counting to like, oh, we only got a couple months left. And you know, I remember when this all started, I was like, oh, I think it'll clear up by Celebration. Let's see if it clears up by 2022.
Yeah. Hey, before I go.
Yeah,
I have to just ask, where's the rest of the Ferrari that your seat's from?
Dude, it's so weird. I know. Every time I'm sitting in this, I was looking for a chair for the longest time.
I bet.
And it's
and boy, did you find one.
It's funny because it turns out it's a lot harder to look for one than I thought. Like you have to find the one that's comfy. And I went through a couple and I'm like, these just aren't comfy. And then I saw this on Amazon and I was trying to get the all in blue because I didn't want it to look like some car seat, which I completely agree with. And then it was like 3 months to get the blue one. And I'm like, my back needs support now. So I bought this and this is my Celebration exclusive.
Okay. Tight. Yeah. All right, everyone. Well, thank you so much for everyone that joined us in the live chat. I will also have this up, the audio, on the Steel Wars Patreon feed for those that just want to listen to us. And if you enjoyed it, give it a like and do all that stuff, subscribe, and then we'll keep making stuff. Do you know what I mean? Thank you for our super chatters that broke my... lack of super chatness, Dark Jedi, Stephen Folden. Great stuff. The sanitizer's on you, and I appreciate that. But maybe I'll get a cheeseburger as well.
Dude, take a picture, tweet it out. I'll do the same at some point.
All right, how about we have a special stream? It's just me and you eating cheeseburgers.
No one will understand. We should give no context at all.
We're just like, oh, vroom, vroom, vroom. So good.
Oh, that's great.
And I'd always get a banana as well to keep it healthy.
Right. I would always get another chicken sandwich. It'd be the burger and the sandwich. And then I think medicine.
I would always get the little Starbucks, that can.
Yes, I do remember that.
The best.
Oh, man, you're making me miss those times.
All righty, Corey. Keep scooping.
I shall.
You like 31 flavors over there with all your scoops.
We'll have more in the coming months for sure.
All right. Well, that's a chilling look at things to come in the world of Star Wars news. And I'm going to try put on some music. I'm not sure this worked thus far. But thank you guys so much. Thank you, Corey. Check out Kessel Run Transmission. See you tomorrow. And may that force be with you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.